You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings. Welcome to the Little Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. We know Jesus is King, and everything belongs to Him. And today, we will hear the Bible story of the day Jesus died, and the story of His resurrection. But first, boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer! Repeat after me, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today, so that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boys and girls, have a think. Why do you think Jesus had to die on the cross? Let's listen to the story and find out. The day Jesus died. One day, Jesus came to town, and people threw their garments down. They all began to shout and cheer, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Jesus is here!" But when the leaders in that town heard the cheers, it made them frown. They didn't like to see this man, and so they made a wicked plan.
Oh no!
They came to get him late at night with their torches burning bright. The leaders took him to a place where soldiers laughed and hit his face. And when the sun had risen high, they put him on the cross to die. They didn't know he was God's son, and that he died for everyone. Jesus' friends all wondered why the Son of God would have to die. They came and took his body down and sadly laid it in the ground. They sealed the tomb and walked away. There's never been a sadder day. Three days later, Jesus is alive! Early Sunday morning, before the light of day, an angel came from heaven and rolled the stone away. Later on, some women came and looked into the tomb, but Jesus wasn't in there. It was an empty room. The women told the others, "He's gone! What will we do?" So John and Peter ran to see if what they said was true. They saw the strips of cloth that were lying on the ground. But when they looked for Jesus, he was nowhere to be found. John and Peter went away, but Mary stayed and cried. Kneeling down beside the tomb, she looked inside. Imagine her surprise when she looked inside the tomb and saw two angels sitting in the room. I want to know where Jesus is, Mary sobbed and said. But suddenly she heard a sound that made her turn her head. She thought it was the gardener, so she pleaded with the man. I want to know where Jesus is. Please tell me if you can. But when the man said, Mary, she lifted up her head. This man was not the gardener. It's Jesus, Mary said. Jesus came alive again that happy Easter day. He bled and died, then rose again to take our sins away.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Boys and girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great! Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ? Ready? Let's go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome! And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle, boys and girls! We're gonna play our final song, and we want you to wiggle.
Love so long to see a revolution, son.
why was Jesus crucified? Because people did not accept the truth that Jesus was the Son of God. Boys and girls, it was so nice to spend this time with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I can't wait for next week. This is Monica. See you next time. Bye.
Have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.